From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. As reported on North Shore Morning earlier this week, Cook County Sheriff Mark Falk said as of June 25th, his department has logged 75 bookings. That number of arrests was not reached last year until September. Falk elaborated on the number this week, saying some of the arrests involved multiple charges, so his office recorded the charge that was the most significant. Since the first of the year, one arrest has been made on an order for protection. There have been 9 assaults, including domestic assaults and terroristic threats. Probation violations added 7 more. DWIs accounted for 20 arrests, drugs for 16, and criminal sexual conduct for 2. Warrant arrests totaled 6, trespass and forgery accounted for 1 each, as did criminal damage to property. 6 individuals were booked to serve their sentence, 5 were transported to serve a sentence at Northeast Regional Correctional Center in Duluth, at St. Cloud, or on warrant. Falk said they have a total of 13 inmates in custody, 4 are serving work release sentences out of the Cook County Jail, 1 new arrest is in custody in the county on pretrial, and 8 are in custody in either Lake or Aiken counties awaiting trial. A new report says 14% of water samples taken at Wisconsin beaches on Lake Michigan and Lake Superior exceed national health standards. That ranks Wisconsin's beach water 2nd worst in the country. The annual report by the Natural Resources Defense Council analyzed water samples taken last year from more than 3,000 beaches. The Great Lakes region had the highest percentage rate of water samples exceeding standards set by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency at 10%. Ohio's sampling is the worst at 21%. The EPA requires local officials to post advisories at beaches when water samples reach certain pollution levels and to close the beaches when the levels climb even higher. Wisconsin has nearly 200 beaches on Lake Superior and Lake Michigan. In Thunder Bay, Ontario, the Lakehead University Thunder Wolves women's basketball team announced this week that they have added 6-foot post player Essa Jacobson to their roster for the 2013-14 Ontario University Athletics season. Jacobson, a native of Grand Marais, played last season for Mesabi Range Community and Technical Junior College after closing out her high school career with the Cook County Vikings. The Thunder Bay Chronicle Journal reports that Jacobson was named to the high school all-conference team 3 times and is also the only player at Cook County High School to record over 1,000 points, actually 1,249 points, and 1,000 rebounds, actually 1,444. She is also the all-time shot blocks leader at CCHS. A bill introduced in the U.S. Senate would authorize funding of programs to protect the Great Lakes water quality. Senators Carl Levin of Michigan and Mark Kirk of Illinois introduced the measure this week. They are co-chairmen of the Senate's Great Lakes Task Force. The bill would continue the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, which President Barack Obama began in 2009, to focus on the most pressing challenges to the lakes, including invasive species, toxic contamination, and runoff pollution. It also would reauthorize the Great Lakes Legacy Act program, which supports removal of contaminated sediments at more than 30 sites. State officials say 181 acres of coastal land in Michigan's Keweenaw Peninsula has been permanently protected. Nearly $1 million in grant funds was invested to acquire the parcel from a private owner. Funding came from the Federal Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, the J.A. Woolum Foundation, and the Nature Conservancy also provided support. The acquisition is part of an initiative to protect the 8,000-acre Bay to Gree coastal wetlands complex in the far western Upper Peninsula. The area contains a variety of habitats and a rare type of wetland called the patterned fen. It's home to wildlife including bald and golden eagles, sandhill cranes, wolves, and black bear. It also includes 1.7 miles of Lake Superior shoreline. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Board is poised to adopt quotas for the state's 2nd wolf hunt. The DNR has proposed a statewide quota of 275 wolves. That's up from 201 in last year's inaugural hunt. The state's Chippewa tribes would be entitled to up to 115 wolves. The proposal calls for issuing 2,750 permits, but the DNR may have to reduce that number to offset the number of wolves the tribes ultimately decide they want. The Chippewa are fiercely opposed to hunting wolves, though. They chose not to kill any of the 85 they were allotted last year. The Natural Resources Board is set to take up the plan at a meeting in Wausau. Duluth has passed a resolution that would require pet owners to license their animals. The resolution requires dog and cat owners to pay an annual or a lifetime licensing fee. The Northland News Center reports the ordinance also requires the dog or cat to be vaccinated for rabies and be spayed or neutered. The fees and fines will go to fund animal shelters, which city councilors say are in dire need of the money. The resolution amending the ordinance will go into effect in December. The fee for a fixed pet would be $10 a year or a one-time fee of $60 for the lifetime of the pet. If the animal is not fixed, an annual fee of $25 or a one-time fee of $75 for the life of the pet. Beginning on Monday, no packages, bags, purses, sacks, or containers of any type will be allowed in courtrooms of the St. Louis County Courthouse in Duluth. The Duluth News Tribune reports the policy was announced last week in a news release from the 6th Judicial District, which includes St. Louis, Cook, Lake, and Carlton counties. Assistant St. Louis County Attorney Leslie Beers said the policy is a concession to reality. Quote, "These days we use a variety of tools and strategies to do what we can to keep our public buildings safe. This is one of those strategies to make sure people who appear in court and work in the courthouse are safe." Mark Hoyne, court operations manager for the 6th Judicial District in Duluth, cited a 2011 shooting at the Cook County Courthouse as an example of security risks. Although that shooting didn't occur in a courtroom, it illustrates the kind of situation that can occur, Hoyne said. Throughout the county, there's been an increasing trend of courtroom violence, he said, adding that bags and other containers are potential hiding places for weapons. Bans already have been in place for a couple of months in the county courthouses in Virginia and Hibbing with no incidents or complaints. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.